You know, there's a lot of different things that we looked at as a staff, and I looked at myself. Some of it, you know, you saw it here today, working more situational football, trying to help these guys understand the situation of the game better, trying to help our coaching staff continue to be on the same page in the different situations of the game. I think, you know, we've changed our training camp schedule a little bit, meeting-wise, things like that. We looked at what we did last year. We thought some of the things we're doing this year would be better. So, you know, different things like that. I think everybody, you know, makes adjustments all the way through. It's a continual. You're always evolving. You're always trying to be better, and that's what we're always trying to do.
You're very aware of what gets out there and what you show in the preseason. How do you plan the game plan, your offense and defense? Do you plan going vanilla or hold a lot up to the vest? You're giving me that look.
Well, I mean, how would you like me to answer that? You'll see on Saturday. And then you'll see the following Saturday, and then you'll see the following Sunday, and then you'll see against Dallas. And you can make the determination whether it's vanilla or it's, you know, not vanilla or whatever. So. Say that again.
How's Garrett Graham doing?
Yeah, no, Garrett, that whole position's had a decent camp. You know, Griff's been out a little bit, but he'll be back next week and. But that whole position has really improved. You know, Garrett's had a good camp. He's been out there every day. CJ's doing some good things. You know, we've got some younger guys that are fighting through and learning and doing some good things. So it's been a good position.
Is it the main thing Garrett's healthy? That's the biggest thing.
He's healthy. He's been out there every day. So, you know, you'd have to ask him that. But in seeing him on the field, he's getting better every day, which is good to see. Good. I think they're working well together. They're very well coached.
Hey, Bill, Chris Polk was here last year with the Eagles. Had a nice little game.
Yeah.
Player. Now, when you're sorting through options in the offseason, you tend to go back and look at that again. You probably look at that film again, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's definitely part of the evaluation when you are looking to bring somebody in at any position. If you've played against them, that's a good part of the process of evaluating if the guy will help you, certainly.
You saw that he was available, did your brain immediately click back to that game and say, I like the way that guy ran?
Well, I wouldn't say that he set records against us, Dale, in that game, but
game.
Yeah, he did. He rushed for some yards, but
yards.
I didn't say, you know, oh gosh, no, we got to get Chris Polk because he rushed for 900 yards against us. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, and I think that he did have a nice game against us, and, you know, he ran the ball downhill, and they ran. You know, certain plays in Philly that we run here, you know, and so we knew we could compare. And so I thought that was definitely part of the evaluation. Yep.
What's different about Jay Prosh in this training camp?
He's really worked hard in the off season. He's one of those guys that stuck around here, was between here and Auburn, I think, and worked hard at trimming down a little bit, changing his level of flexibility, his quickness. He's worked on catching the ball. He knows our offense better. He's a tough guy. So, yeah, he's come back improved. He's one of the more improved guys on our team.
Easy to walk up to as a guy who's going in year three here. Seemed like you had a really good practice today. What do you hope to see from him this year?
What'd he do today?
Seemed like he got out of his brakes quick, got up on the corner's toes real quick, out of his brake, catching everything.
I need to introduce you to Rick Smith. We got to get you a scouting. No, you know, I think Easy has come in here and worked really hard. He really has. He's been a guy that really grinds it out every time. And, it hasn't always worked out for him, but I just really respect his work ethic and his improvement. And he's in a very competitive position, and he's competing very well in that position. Xavier Suofilo in a walking boot. I don't know if he's in whatever boot he's in. He's not out there at practice.
What have you thought about Ben Jones' transition taking over the center?
Ben Jones has had a good camp. Ben Jones is another guy that has really put a lot of time in the offseason to get stronger, get in really good shape. He really did a good job when he got back here for the for training camp and the conditioning test. And he's a very smart player. I've really been pleased with how he's played this training camp.
Well, could you give a quick overview on your receivers heading into your first preseason game?
It's a competitive position. You know, there's 12 guys there, and they're all competing very hard. There's going to be some very tough decisions to make there.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, well, you know, he played center in college. He played some center here when he first got here, and then we played him at left guard last year. But you know, I think he is probably a natural center. You know, that's something he's comfortable doing. He likes being the captain of the ship up front as far as making the calls and things like that. He studies. He's smart. And I think he's got a decent skill set for center. So, yeah, I'd see it that way.
What's the biggest difference in Tom Savage this year than from his rookie season?
I think any time you have a year under your belt, you know, you've been in the system for a year, you kind of know how practice goes, you know, the whole routine of what you have to do to study to get ahead, I think that helps you. And I think he's put a lot of work into this, and I think he's really improved because of that.
Don't you win inside the bubble today? Is it strictly because of the elements last few days of camp or because of the inside?
No, I just felt like it was the type of practice we were going to have. Not being in full pads, that this would be a good place to have it in.